With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. 47-year-old Drayson Watson appeared in summary court on Monday in connection with a wounding incident that later resulted in a man's death. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
The court heard that the incident occurred at Mr. Watson's workplace, the K-Man Turtle Center, during an altercation with Mr. Kenneth Barnes, known commonly as Kenneth Christian. It's alleged that a dispute arose over the allotment of turtle meat portions after Mr. Watson reportedly refused to sell Mr. Barnes more than the amount allotted to him. According to the prosecution, it's reported that as Mr. Watson was leaving for his lunch break, he showed Mr. Barnes a message on his phone, which is said to have instructed him not to exceed the allotted portions. The court was told that Mr. Barnes then exited his vehicle armed with a metal pipe and approached Mr. Watson. Mr. Watson, upon noticing Barnes coming towards him with a pipe, was said to be holding a knife he uses for work. A struggle followed during which Mr. Watson sustained injuries from the pipe and Mr. Barnes suffered stab wounds. The court heard that Mr. Watson was the one who called 911 and attempted to assist Mr. Barnes until emergency responders arrived. Mr. Barnes died days later in the hospital following his injuries. Mr. Watson was initially arrested on suspicion of wounding and possession of an offensive weapon and was subsequently bailed by police. Following the passing of Mr. Barnes, Mr. Watson was arrested on suspicion of murder, but was not charged with that crime. Chief Magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, on Monday transferred the matter to the Grand Court. Mr. Watson appears in court on Friday. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
K-Man could soon see government-run temporary housing for vulnerable members of the community as the National Coalition for K-Manians Administration develops a social housing policy and initiative. Speaking on Radio K-Man's For the Record, Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, told listeners if a family needs emergency housing, it can be difficult for government to secure a hotel room, particularly during the peak tourist season. He added his administration is finalizing the purchase of property that can be used to, quote, provide transitional housing for those people who need help for a short period of time.
So there's more to come on that OC, but we are making the very first steps, and it's the first time that the government is actually doing this for our people.
And it's a solid piece of property in town. And we're looking, we have our sights on two others.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says land in Georgetown has been identified, and his administration is looking at two other potential sites for temporary government housing.
And then to give credit where credit is due, P.S. Julie Hunter said, well, to make this work, because there might be a range of challenges of folks that go in these homes, should the first floor be for social development officers?
Government is still developing the policy and will explore public-private partnerships and the possibility of building new structures or renovating existing buildings to accommodate the need. And speaking of the premier, he is heading to Trinidad and New York this week on official financial services business. Government officials say the trip is designed to deepen ties with international regulators, uphold Cayman's reputation as a, quote, well-regulated global financial center, and promote Cayman's financial services industries. The Honorable Andre Ebanks is scheduled to have meetings linked to the 62nd Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary in Port of Spain, followed by a Cayman Finance Roundtable and talks with major professional services firms in New York. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. The US military says renewed strikes on Iranian targets were defensive as diplomatic moves continue to try to end the war. The US Secretary of State said progress over reaching a peace deal with Iran would take a few days. Health officials in Gaza say at least five people have been killed in an Israeli strike that hit a refugee camp in the centre of the Palestinian enclave. Medics and residents in the Maghazi camp say an Israeli drone fired a missile as people were confronting an anti-Hamas militia group. A train has collided with a school minibus in Belgium, killing four people. Two of the dead were teenagers. The early morning accident happened at a level crossing in East Flanders. Senegal's parliament has elected the sacked Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko as its new speaker, giving him a powerful platform to challenge the president. South Korea says it's planning to launch its first nuclear-powered submarine in about a decade's time, aimed at countering North Korea's submarine-launched missile threats. Top doctors in Britain say social media ranks alongside smoking as a threat to the health and well-being of young people. The Academy of Medical Royal Colleges is recommending doctors routinely ask young patients about their screen time. The French government says seven people have died during the current heatwave. Five of those were drownings. The boss of the company that runs Starbucks in South Korea has made a second public apology over a controversial ad campaign that appeared to mock the 1980 massacre of pro-democracy protesters. BBC News.